Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This week, the Nobel Prize in Economics went to Claudia Goldin for her research exploring women's participation in the labour market. And we're asking, is better parental leave the fix to the gender pay gap?
Hello, I'm Jeff Lloyd, and this is Reasons Revisited. It's a weekly, fun-sized reason to be cheerful. We dig back into our five-year audio archive and brief you on a big idea that's having a moment.
In this episode, we're talking about parental leave and how introducing better policies, especially for fathers, could effectively reduce the gender pay gap. Here in the UK, mothers receive 6 weeks of pay at 90% of their salary after giving birth. Fathers, or partners, only receive 2 weeks by law, and they're paid £172.48 per week, which is the equivalent of less than half of the national living wage. The introduction of shared parental leave in 2015 in the UK was a step in the right direction, recognising that the care of a child should be shared between parents. However, the mother has to make the choice about whether they want to transfer leave to their partner, rather than it being ring-fenced, use it or lose it, paternity leave. And take-up of shared parental leave has been low. Only 1% of mothers and 5% of fathers have taken it up. And those that do are predominantly older, work for larger organisations and earn more money. But what would a better version of parental leave look like? And could it reduce the gender pay gap and other work-related disparities? Here's the current picture. The UK has the least generous parental leave rights in Europe. While women can take up to 52 weeks away from work if they want to, at least 10 months of it is poorly paid or unpaid. The UK has shared parental leave in name only, really. It's an option for the mother to transfer some of the allowance to their partner who has no individual right to the leave. And almost a third of fathers took no paternity leave after the birth or adoption of their child, with most research showing that low pay is the thing stopping most fathers taking the leave. With so many dads not taking paternity leave, the burden of care often falls on the mum. This impacts her ability to return to work full time. But how do we get to a point where motherhood isn't a penalty? Back in 2018, Sam Smethers from the Fawcett Society told us about the government's decision 3 years prior to bring in shared parental leave.
In terms of what's given to dads as fathers, it's still very basic. So it's 2 weeks paid paternity leave.
Right.
And the statutory rate is low. So really what dads often do is take annual leave rather than taking the paternity leave, because then they can obviously get it at their basic rate.
So like paid holiday, basically.
Yeah, paid holiday.
Yeah. But there's a wrinkle, isn't there? Because in 2015, the government introduced the option to share some of the leave. Is that right?
Yeah. So what the government did, and it was a step forward, so let's give them credit for that. They said to mums, well, instead of you having all the leave to yourself, your maternity leave, you can choose to share some of it with your partner if you want to. But it's still very much her leave that she can choose to share with him. It's not his entitlement. It's still an inadequate solution to the bigger problem, because ultimately you're not changing any of the fundamentals of the picture. It's still, she's the presumed carer, not him. And she may choose to share some of the leave with him. And what we want is to move to a system which is much more about presumption of equal responsibility for parenting.
And even with that policy, not so many people are using it. Is that right?
That's right. It is low. And I think what we're seeing is a leave system that sends this very strong message that mums have a generous period of time off and they can choose to share with their partner, but it's still her job primarily. So we haven't sent a different cultural norm message, and that's one problem with it. And then the second problem is it's just paid a too low a rate for dads to take it.
How many months are you wanting it to be for the dads?
Well, what we've said is we wouldn't take maternity leave away from mums. We wouldn't try and reduce what mums currently entitled to, because I think if you started to impose effectively a penalty on women, that would be disadvantageous both politically and practically. But I would think a 3 months paid period of leave for dads paid at a significant rate would be very welcome. I think you have to see it as enabling a return for women in the economy. And actually, it's also about, you know, enabling dads to spend time with their children and have better relationships with their children. And actually, that has a value as well in terms of what the longer term benefits of that might be to society and so on.
Would this be your biggest priority when it comes to changing leave arrangements, fathers? Or are there other things in relation to maternity leave and so on? Or is this now the biggest priority, do you think?
I think it's the biggest fundamental shift that would enable both dads to spend more time with their children, but more than anything else, enable women to achieve, you know, closer to equality in the workplace. Because you can't be equal at home, you can't be equal at work. It's just as basic as that. And we haven't really challenged ourselves in terms of those cultural norms about who does the caring. And if we don't change that and start from a presumption of equality, we'll always be tinkering around the edges and we won't be moving forwards.
As Sam said there, the significance of introducing leave that's reserved for each parent is that it also changes the cultural norms around parenting roles. Surprise, surprise, the Nordic countries are world-beating when it comes to offering well-paid leave for both parents. We spoke to Icelandic Prime Minister and our friend Katrín Jakobsdóttir in 2021 about the country's world-leading approach to shared parental leave.
When we spoke last, the parental leave in Iceland was 9 months, with 3 months for the mother, 3 for the father, and 3 for the parents to share. What has happened since is that we have actually prolonged the leave, so now it's 12 months. It's organized in the way that the mother has 6 months, the father has 6 months, but they have a right to use 6 weeks for the other parent. So what we're trying to achieve is our goal of gender equality, that both parents take equal part in the upbringing of their children. And secondly, a goal on well-being, that families have more time to share. We are trying to make it easier for young families to balance their life between work and home with this longer parental leave.
And given how far you'd already come on that, was there less resistance to the changes?
Well, I think everybody were in favor of actually having a longer parental leave. But there were, you know, it was quite heavily debated in the Icelandic parliament, should the parliament decide how parents share their leave? And I was very firmly in the opinion that, yes, we should do that, because it's a political policy that we should ensure gender equality in the legislation of parental leave. And if you have it completely open, I should consider it very likely that the women should take a greater deal of the parental leave. But if there is, you know, you could say a guideline with some flexibility, because there are 6 weeks that you can actually give to the other parents. But by doing it this way, we are actually ensuring that the fathers are really participating.
Iceland has now topped the global gender gap index for 12 years running. What's the elements of this? Parental leave, including for fathers, use it or lose it. Childcare, universal childcare. What else is women in politics?
First and foremost, I'm a fan of that policy that we should make structures, you know, create structures that actually make gender equality a normal part of our existence. And that's why I mentioned parental leave and early education, because this somehow makes it possible for women to take part in the labor market. And Iceland has had one of the highest percentages of female participation in the labor market. So that's definitely also a factor. Women in politics, absolutely. But also, and I think we see that in Iceland, you know, we haven't reached gender equality. We still have great problems when it comes to gender-based violence and gender-based harassment. This is one of the things that my government has been prioritizing. I think this is one of the key factors in creating an equal society. And then, of course, we still haven't reached equality when it comes to salaries.
Coming up, can better parental leave policies help address inequalities at work? Before that, we hear from Molly Mayer, also from the Fawcett Society, about why the motherhood penalty is shown to create a gap in earnings between men and women.
Really at the core of what we do is we campaign for tackling the gender pay gap. There's many different reasons why the gender pay gap exists. The fact that women are more likely to work part-time, they're more likely to work in lower paid sectors, discrimination, but also because women are more likely to take long leaves from the labor force. And we know that when mothers take long leave from the labor force, they face the motherhood penalty. And in the UK, when a mother, by the time her child is 12, she'll earn on average 33% less than a man will. So, and it makes sense, right? Like, if you're taking time out from the workplace, you're missing those important conversations, you're missing training as an employer, even if you're thinking about, do I promote this 28-year-old woman or man? Where the woman, she might, you know, she might go and have two kids and she might leave me for 2 years. And that has economic consequences. So for us, we see reserve leave for dads as one of the solutions to tackling the gender wage gap, because it will allow fathers to take on more responsibility. And if it's long enough, it'll help get mothers back into the workforce sooner.
Tell us about the experience of Quebec and what that shows about whether use it or lose it works.
In 2006, Quebec introduced 5 weeks of use it or lose it leave paid at 70 to 75% of father's income. And in the rest of the country, there was a system really similar to shared parental leave. So there was 52 weeks available for parents to take, and any time that fathers took, it took it away from what the mothers could take. So I did a study with a university supervisor looking at whether the reserve leave for dads actually made a difference. And what we found was that, yes, in Quebec, 85% of fathers took paid leave compared to 20% in the rest of the country.
Wow.
So it works, right? Like, they took it up. And then because of the success of this, the rest of the country does have 5 weeks of reserve leave for dads. And I think it's just really, it shows that, you know, when it's there, dads will take it. And I think it kind of goes with the way we were saying at the beginning of that, I think that we had this idea that dads don't want to do this, and that they're, and we always are talking about how do we encourage more dads to take leave and what can we do? And it's having the systems, having these proper systems in place, it shows that it makes a difference.
The trial in Quebec that Molly talked about there proved that when given the opportunity and proper financial support, the uptake of leave by dads and partners is high. But what do we know about how proper parental leave works to tackle the gender pay gap? Firstly, it's just a fact that the motherhood penalty is the most significant driver of the gender pay gap, even for men and women in the same occupations. I mentioned the news that Claudia Goldin has won this year's Nobel Prize for Economics earlier, and her work shows that the gender pay gap tends to open up and women's earnings start to lag right after the first child arrives. Secondly, it's the uncomfortable truth that the way that parenting responsibilities typically fall is also unequal. Women change their work patterns to accommodate parenting to a greater degree than fathers do. But of the dads that shared parental leave with their partners, they were much more likely to change their working hours and arrangements than fathers overall. Finally, according to the charity Pregnant Then Screwed, countries with more than 6 weeks of paid paternity leave have a smaller gender wage gap and a smaller labour force participation gap. So where does this go? Our shared parental leave policy in the UK doesn't go far enough. As all our guests pointed out, a use it or lose it policy for fathers and partners is the best way to make sure that they're able to take it. And it needs to be well paid too, for both mums and dads. The charity Pregnant Then Screwed have recommended a non-transferable 6 weeks of paternity leave that should be paid at 90% of the father's income, in line with statutory maternity leave. They say this would reduce financial hardship, the gender employment gap, and the gender pay gap. But it's not the silver bullet. Flexible working, more affordable childcare, as well as making promotions and pay rises more transparent, need to go hand in hand with better paternity leave in order to really tackle the inequality between women and men at work. Here, I've got a recyclable box with 3 takeaway nuggets for you. One, we now know for sure that the parenting penalty is a huge barrier to women's participation in the labour market and for achieving equal pay. As a result of caring responsibilities, they're often forced into lower paid, part-time and insecure employment. Two, what we're doing here in the UK isn't enough. Even though we introduced shag leave in 2015, it's had low take-up from men, with many unable to afford to take the leave. Three, there are better versions out there. Iceland, which has one of the most generous parental leave policies in the world, including a period of leave reserved for fathers, has topped the gender equality league tables. More mothers have been able to return to work following maternity leave, and because they've prioritised heavily subsidising childcare, not being able to afford to go back to work isn't an issue. I'll be back with Ed on Monday for a brand new episode of Reasons to be Cheerful. We would love to hear from you. You can find us on social media or through our website, cheerfulpodcast.com. Written and produced by Rachel Barmer, this has been Reasons Revisited.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.